You're listening to SBS News.
The World Health Organization has reported a record one-day increase in global coronavirus cases, with over 300,000 new COVID-19 infections in the past 24 hours. Deaths from coronavirus have risen by over 5,500, reaching a total of just over 1 million. India reported the most new cases, followed by Brazil and the United States. In light of the extra high figures, Indian Health Minister Harsh Vardhan urged citizens to take extra precautions during the upcoming festive season to halt the spread of COVID-19.
आने वाले समय में देश में अभी नवरात्रि के
In the coming days, there are a number of festivals, and despite our religious sentiments, if we take precautions to protect ourselves and our society from COVID-19 while celebrating these festivals, then I believe that this is the biggest need of the moment, our biggest priority, and this could be the biggest service to the society, country, and mankind.
United States House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's ready to negotiate a coronavirus aid package after President Donald Trump halted talks on it. Democrats are pushing for a broader, comprehensive plan for COVID testing, tracing and health protocols to stop the spread of the virus. It comes as the New England Journal of Medicine accuses the US government of what it calls an astonishing degree of failure over the COVID-19 crisis that turned it into a tragedy. But President Donald Trump continues to remain upbeat about the country's recovery, pointing to what he's calling his own recovery from the illness to demonstrate his optimism about an experimental drug he received as part of his treatment.
It's a cure. For me, I walked in, I didn't feel good. A short 24 hours later, I was feeling great. I went to get out of the hospital.
Mr. Trump received an experimental antiviral cocktail made by Regeneron through a compassionate use exemption. It has not yet been approved by the country's Federal Drug Administration, and there's no way for the president or his doctors to know whether the drug had any effect. Regeneron research uses stem cells derived from mice, adult human cells, and human embryonic stem cells, which its website claims are created solely through in vitro fertilization. But there are some reports that some of the stem cells in the cocktail of drugs that make up Regeneron were originally derived from embryonic tissue from an elective abortion. It's a controversial issue in the United States, where the Trump administration has worked to limit abortion access. Dr. Murtaza Akhtar, an emergency physician at the Valleywise Health Medical Center, says there is no proof to back up the president's claim.
To say that, you know, we have a treatment, that's not just a treatment, but a cure, is very dangerous. I don't want people thinking that all they're going to do is get sick and get Regeneron and be miraculously better. That is not how this drug works. There is no cure for this disease. If one comes, that would be great. The closest probably would be a vaccine, which again means that the best way of treating the disease is just not getting it.
A court in Spain has struck down a government order imposing a partial lockdown of the country's hardest hit region of Madrid. Regional government chief Isabel Díaz Ayuso opposed the order, saying it will ravage the economy and questioned the ministry's power to impose such restrictions. But Ms. Ayuso did encourage locals to stay home over the upcoming Hispanic Day weekend that usually sees mass holiday travel across Spain. Spain has the highest caseload in Europe, confirming over 800,000 COVID-19 infections since the start of the pandemic. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez says his government will study the court ruling and decide how to proceed after meeting Madrid authorities. Head of Medical Alerts, Fernando Simón, is urging residents to stay at home.
I believe that regardless of what judicial level can be enforced or not, I appeal to the individual responsibility of all citizens to understand the risk they pose to other people, both within and outside the community of Madrid, with excessive mobility.
One of the world's largest annual religious gatherings is underway, posing a formidable challenge for Iraqi authorities already struggling with the spike in COVID-19 infections. In a normal year, up to 20 million, mostly Shiite Muslims from around the world, take part in the Arbaeen pilgrimage to the holy city of Karbala. But this year, many countries have banned their citizens from attending. Tens of thousands of pilgrims, many without face masks, have crammed closely together as they queue for security checks. Afdal Al-Shami, an official at the Imam Hussein Shrine, says many of the Iraqi pilgrims have not been tested before attending the pilgrimage.
Allowing foreign pilgrims to come to Iraq takes into consideration that health measures abroad are stricter than the measures here in Iraq. Any pilgrim coming to Iraq, of course, did a coronavirus test to be able to come. But the majorities of our Iraqi citizens are not getting tested for the coronavirus. This is what we are dealing with.
And you can stay up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.